As the sun rises on the first Tuesday of November, it glistens off the morning dew. For all across our great nation, volunteers are opening the doors of polling places and cheerfully welcoming a barrage of patriotic Americans to perform their civic duty. Yet, the gentle noise of crickets is still heard, and the line of people barely stretches beyond mediocrity. The leaders of our nation are up for election today, yet the people who have all the power are not in line to exercise their rights. The few who find their way to their polling places throughout the generous 13-hour window now have a greater voice, as the voice of others remains eerily silent. Why? Why do some people make their voice heard through the power of the ballot box and others don't? Ask some of them and you will hear one common answer. My vote doesn't matter. In most elections, hundreds to millions of people are voting, so one vote, my vote, will not make a difference in the grand scheme of the election. This statement is horribly untrue and is toxic to our nation and our ideals. Not only are many elections close, some have even come down to one single vote. For example, in 1839, one vote resulted in Marcus Landslide Morton winning the gubernatorial election. In this election, voters cast 102,066 ballots, and Morton received exactly 51,034 of the votes cast. If Morton had tallied one less vote, he would not have received the necessary majority and would have lost his chance at the governorship. Yet another more recent example of this is the 2000 presidential election between Republican George Bush and Democrat Al Gore. The Electoral College was at a deadlock between the two, and the presidency now rested in the hands of one final state, Florida. Following a recount of the votes, Bush won the state and the election with a final margin of 537 votes, or only 0.06 of the population of registered voters in Florida. These elections may seem like outliers in the history of American elections, but nonetheless, they serve as a prominent example that everyone's voice does matter, and truly, that every vote counts. According to recent data from the Office of the Secretary of the Commonwealth of Massachusetts, only 74.5% of eligible voters in the state of Massachusetts voted in the 2016 general presidential election. This number may seem high, but imagine this number applied to different things, such as football. For example, if a quarter of a football team did not show up to their game, the team would undoubtedly be drastically defeated. The same applies to our democracy. If only half or three quarters of the nation are making all the decisions for the country, not everyone will be represented. People will be left forgotten about, and the issues that are so prevalent in their lives will be utterly disregarded on the floors of legislative buildings all across the country. If large amounts of people remain silent, we, like the football team, are bound to lose and declare this great experiment of our nation's democracy failed. As Americans, we all learned the phrase, no taxation without representation, in our elementary history classes. Yet today, we have been given the esteemed right of representation, and even more so, the right to freely choose our representatives. Therefore, it is our duty as citizens of this great nation to exercise these rights when at all possible. To vote in every election, whether local or national. To be informed of how our choices affect us and our neighbors. And above all, to acknowledge that our votes count, and spread these ideas of enlightenment from sea to shining sea. We shall do this as to make our nation a shining beacon of democracy for the world to look upon. And without these actions, our democracy will ineptly die in darkness.